was the Tortoise Trick Sisters from Winnipeg, Charlene and Rosemary, from their CD, Tortoise Trick Sisters, and a song called Lube Ridne Krai, My Beloved Motherland. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian, and I am delighted that you've chosen to tune in. Whether you're listening on shortwave, FM, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome, vitaю. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with his cultural capsule about an interesting aspect on this time of year in Ukrainian tradition. And we'll also be speaking with Sarah Crow with the Pickle Project, which revolves around the Ukrainian tradition of food sustainability, a topic of global concern, so stay tuned. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week and plenty of great Ukrainian music. The Christmas season is almost over for Ukrainians, so we're back to regular programming here on Nash Holos, and you're definitely going to need your dancing boots for this next set. Up next is Kalena from Winnipeg as well, and Kalena, by the way, means cranberry, and that's a high bush, not the bog cranberry that we have out here on the West Coast. This is definitely a continental tree, and it is pretty much the national tree of Ukraine, and also grows in North America, incidentally. And here is Kalena now with Stezhichko Moya Zaidiko.
Моя п'є сестричкою, мелічко, тушко, подаричкою, усміхається, поміж травами, під деревами, кручі рябами, усміхається, поміж травами, під деревами, кручі рябами. Липи білої, занесу трубі, як то милої, до хозяної, до рум'яної, зірки ясної, полум'яної, до хозяної, до рум'яної, зірки ясної, полум'яної.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Oh, my Lord, Zanedbane.
And that was a group from Washington, D.C. called Scythian from their CD called Immigrant Roadshow. And the song was Boyko Dream. And it was one of the Ukrainian tunes that manages to make it on their onto their CDs. They have several out. And they are billed as a Celtic rock group. And they're very popular on the pub scene in the eastern United States. And two of the brothers, or two rather, two of the members are brothers, and they are Ukrainian, so hence the Ukrainian flavor, and possibly as well the choice of this name, because Scythian refers to ancient Ukrainians back a few millennia. At any rate, a very popular group, and as I mentioned, several CDs out. If you're interested in more from this group, you can find them online at scythianmusic.com, and Scythian is spelled S-C-Y-T-H-I-A-N, and that's scythianmusic.com. Up next is Kalabai from Edmonton. And you're going to need your dancing boots. Keep them strapped on for this number. We'll give you a break a little bit later on, but there's no slowing down just yet. Here they are now, Kalabai with Rozvivaysya Zelene Bayrache.
Завтра мороз буде, забирайся, молодий козаче, завтра покій буде. Забирайся, молодий козаче, завтра покій буде. Я морозу та й не боюся, зараз розіб'юся. Я походу та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Походу, та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Ой, бігалки, галки, чорнобілки, сідайте додому. Ой, ми хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Ой, ви хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Полетіли, та й посвітали, туман нарагає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, гей малих пускає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, гей малих пускає. Козаками улай загарцує, тільки нами козаками улай загарцує. А вже галки, галки чорнобілки, усе поле криві. А вже хлопці, хлопці запорожці, чару народили. А вже хлопці, хлопці запорожці, чару народили.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Україна.
From Montreal, a trio called Chedimshin have been around for a long time. That is from a CD that they released back in the 1980s called Postishka Khmeri, Along Paths of a Dream. And that song was O Ukraino, O Ukraine. Up next, get your dancing boots back on. We've got Zubrivka from Toronto next with Ukrainian Woodcutters Dance, the Karpatsky Arkan.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. The 20th century was an extremely turbulent period of world history as well as contemporary Ukrainian history, seeing Ukraine independent as a nation twice. However, the struggles for independence were not without bloodshed. Since the Treaty of Pereyaslav in 1654 after Ivan Mazepa's loss and the territory of Ukraine falling under Tsarist Russia and Poland, it was not until after the First World War in 1918 that those living on the territory of Ukraine once again proclaimed it sovereign from Russia in what was known as the First Universal of the Tsentralna Rada, or Central Council. They announced this sovereignty from Russia on June 28, 1917. One of the key aspects of this universal was a hope that minority groups would join ethnic Ukrainians in the process of nation-building. About a year and a half later came the Fourth Universal, which formed the Ukrainian National Republic, proclaiming its independence from Russia. The Fourth Universal was proclaimed publicly on January 23, 1918. At this time, the contemporary geographic territory of Ukraine was comprised of the Ukrainian National Republic and the Western Ukrainian National Republic with their own governments. A year later, on January 22, 1919, on St. Sophia Square in Kyiv, another proclamation was read, proclaiming the union of the two territories as the Ukrainian National Republic. Independence at the beginning of the last century was short-lived, as the Bolsheviks did everything to crush the aspirations of the newly independent nation. And then, one of the devils of the last century, Stalin, decided to break any nationalist aspirations with the Holodomor. Though until Ukraine became independent in the last decade of the last century, Ukrainians in the diaspora celebrated independence on January 22nd. Prior to Ukraine's independence on that day in 1990, a human chain was formed from Lviv to Kyiv, in which over 450,000 individuals participated, though the holiday only became officially recognized in 1999. 1 week after the First Universal, there was one historical moment that few remember. It is known as the Battle of Krute. In fact, it was more like a slaughter of 300 to 400 patriotic Ukrainian students who made a stand against the Bolshevik force of over 4,000 near the village of Krute, 130 kilometers northeast of Kyiv in Chernihiv Oblast. Unfortunately, once again, there are forces which want to erase Ukraine's historical memory. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule is dedicated to those who fought and are still fighting for Ukraine's freedom.
Скольдовій могилі український цвіт покривавій по дорозі нам іти у світ. На кого посміла знятись зрадницька рука? Квітне сонце, грає вітер і Дніпро ріка. На кого зазнявся воїн, Боже, покарай! Понад все вони любили свій коханий край. Вмерли в новім заповіті славою святих. На Скольдовій могилі поховали їх. На Скольдовій могилі український цвіт покривавій по дорозі нам іти у світ.
A few weeks ago, I came across something called the Pickle Project. This is the creation of two American women, Linda Norris and Sarah Kroll. The goal of the Pickle Project is to promote awareness and preservation of Ukrainian food traditions through blogs, social media, traveling museum exhibits, and foodcasts. And this is how I found out about the Pickle Project. Sarah left a comment on the Nash Holos blog, We connected, and she agreed to talk with me via Skype and tell us all about their pickle project. So welcome to Nash Holos, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, Sarah, where do you live?
I currently live in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay. And Linda?
Linda lives in upstate New York, but we met when we were both Fulbright scholars. It's an American scholarship program in Ukraine, and my research and work was based in Western Ukraine, in the Carpathian Mountains and the Greater Lviv area. And Linda worked with museums all over Ukraine.
Now, are you both of Ukrainian background?
Actually, as a matter of fact, neither of us are.
Okay, so. How did you end up in Ukraine, and what's your interest?
I'm a researcher, and I study the ways that communities use forests to meet their social, economic, and ecological goals. So, in Ukraine, I explored some of the ways that that rural communities use forests, how changes to forest management or policies and protection might impact the ways that people can access the forest to collect berries and mushrooms there.
Why the Carpathian Mountains, of all the forested places that you could have chosen on the globe, why Ukraine?
Well, the Carpathians have very unique ecosystems, and the landscape is very much connected with the way that people live in the Carpathians, and I was really interested in looking at that dynamic. I work with forest-dependent communities in landscapes around the world, but particularly I'm interested in boreal and northern temperate forests, so not the tropics. Okay. And Ukraine has a few different forest ecosystems, and they're all pretty interesting. In the Carpathians, for example, there are old growth European beech, and it's the only place in the world where this kind of tree and forest exists.
Oh, wow.
Anymore.
Wow.
Very unique ecosystems in Ukraine.
What would you say was like your most memorable experience or memory of your time in Ukraine?
Well, I am so interested in food and families, and so my warmest and most memorable times were spent with good friends and families and preparing meal with my close friends and their grandparents. And I remember in particular, because I work in the forest and I'm really interested in food that comes from the forest, berries and mushrooms and nuts and wild herbs make up a huge part of the Ukrainian diet. And so I'm very interested in how people learn about how to collect and where to collect. And so some of my best memories are walking through the forest with my good friend Natalia's grandparents and collecting mushrooms in the basket and taking them home and learning how to clean them. And
so how did you communicate then? There's the language issue. Did you learn Ukrainian?
I did. I'm not a fluent speaker, but I do speak Ukrainian.
Where did you learn?
Well, I took some lessons before I moved to Ukraine. I'd been there a couple of times before I moved to Ukraine, and I'd taken some private lessons, and then I took tutoring when I was there.
So just from local Ukrainian instructors in your area, in St. Paul, Minneapolis area?
Well, at the time I was living in Vermont. There's a couple of folks, and I was pretty plugged into the Ukrainian community in Vermont. And so I worked with some folks and actually learned a lot of Ukrainian words, learning how to make vareniki.
So when did you start this project?
We started the Pickle Project about a year and a half ago, stemming from our shared interests in food, and particularly food as an expression of culture. And with my background, looking at the natural science and particularly ecosystems, we thought it was a great opportunity because Ukraine has such unique ecosystems and such a close connection to nature.
Mm-hmm. And what is Linda's role in the project?
Linda works with museums, and she brings the perspective of exhibit design and community outreach.
Okay, so she's more like the on the promotion side? And you're the researcher? Is that, would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So why pickles? Why do you call it the Pickle Project?
Well, because pickles are a common way of preserving the summer's bounty in Ukraine. And it's really a strong indicator of food sustainability because it takes the best of the season and keeps it for the rest of the year. And in Ukraine, pickles are everywhere.
You notice that?
Yes, definitely.
So when you were in the Carpathians, first of all, how did you meet Linda?
Linda and I met because we had some common friends, and we met around some of the exhibits in Ukrainian museums in Western Ukraine, because I am a big fan of museums and Linda works in museums. And so that's how we met, around some exhibits in Lviv. But we got to talking about our shared interests in sharing the story of Ukrainian food sustainability. And connecting some of the food practices that happen in Ukraine that are so unique with a greater audience, and kind of tying some of those issues to the changes and also the unique culture in Ukraine.
So why do you consider this so important to share this with the world?
I think that this is a really important time in Ukraine because so much is changing, but Ukrainians are just really highly adaptive, and they have this ethic of self-sufficiency. And considering that so many people in this modern society are still going to the forest to gather mushrooms or cultivating food and using it throughout the year, it really is a hallmark for sustainable food systems. And I think that there are opportunities to share that story with folks who live in Canada and the U.S., where we're so interested in promoting sustainable food systems now.
So this is sustainability as opposed to agriculture. I mean, this is going back a long, long ways. Ukrainians have a very long history, agrarian history, but this also was supplemental to that agrarian history, and that's not really that, nobody really paid much attention to it. I mean, I grew up, picking mushrooms with my grandparents, and I never thought anything of it as a little girl. That was just something that you did, and then, I grew up, we moved into the city, and like nobody heard of that. And of course, now I wouldn't dare go out. I had mushrooms growing in my backyard here, and I was salivating, but I was terrified because, didn't know what's toxic or not, right? But of course, Ukrainians all know that are in the forest, in the Carpathians. I'm sure you encountered many of them.
Yes, indeed. And that is one thing that I think is unique in Ukraine, is the way that knowledge is shared. All of the kids in the cities from in Lviv and in Kyiv and in Kharkiv, they still have the knowledge about which mushrooms are there to pick and how to make vareniki. And so I think that it's a place where so much of the culture is encoded in food and the way that food is grown, collected, gathered, and preserved.
And so you've come up with something called the Pickle Project. You've got a wonderful website. What is the URL?
The URL is pickleproject.blogspot.com.
Okay.
But the Pickle Project is currently raising funds on a site called Kickstarter, which is the largest funding platform for creative projects in the world.
Oh.
And we are currently looking for backers to support the Pickle Project with continued documentation. And this will give us the opportunity to share the stories, the recipes, and photos of people all over Ukraine, share some of the preservation techniques, what are some of the secrets to a crunchy pickle, for example, and also to talk about sustainability. Ultimately, all of this information that we're collecting will be used to develop an innovative traveling exhibit that would tour cities both in Ukraine and in North America.
Wow. Do you have a timeline that you're working towards?
I'm glad you asked that. In fact, our Kickstarter fundraising effort has to conclude by February 1st. And if we don't raise all the funds in our $5,000 goal, we won't get any of the funds. So we really want to drive people to Kickstarter.com and search for the Pickle Project to pledge their support.
Okay, are you fairly close? Are you fairly far away from your goal?
We are 41% funded at this point.
Okay, so you're looking for people to make donations of any size?
Yes, and for your donation, every little bit helps, but for your pledge, we have a great suite of premiums available, including full-color postcards with Ukrainian recipes, folk art, a t-shirt, all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay, so and that all of that is listed on at Kickstarter?
Yes, at kickstarter.com and search for The Pickle Project.
That's all you have to do, kickstarter.com, and in the search box, The Pickle Project.
Yes.
Very easy. And in the meantime, people can go to the pickleproject.blogspot.com and have a look at some really interesting articles there. Beautiful pictures. You gals have done a beautiful job on that website. Very, very nice.
Oh, thank you so much. And we have contributors in Ukraine and from diaspora communities around the world who are also contributing to the Pickle Project on Kickstarter, but also our ongoing blogging efforts. And our blog is read by, we do Google Analytics and track our blog traffic, and the blog is read by a large number of people around the world. So it's really encouraging. We have some readers that are in the diaspora communities around the world, but also a lot of just non-Ukrainians, which is sort of interesting. Folks who are really into food or really interested in sustainability or technique. We get a lot of interest in specific technique or food items. Like I wrote a blog post about birch sap because that's something that I've studied. And I wrote a post about infused vodka, and that gets a lot of traffic.
Surprise, surprise.
There's a lot of interesting foods and preservation techniques and practices and stories to share from Ukraine. So
awesome. Well, good luck with this project, and really hope that you reach your goal and go to the next stage of this project. And perhaps we'll have you back on Nash Holos and get more detail about what you've done and get some of those tips firsthand.
Well, thank you very much. We'd love to be back.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Sarah. And tell us again where people can go to find you.
Sure. And to become a backer of The Pickle Project at kickstarter.com and search for The Pickle Project. And our URL for the blog is pickleproject.blogspot.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, and good luck with your project.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Thank you.
That was Sarah Crow of The Pickle Project. We spoke via Skype this past week. Please consider supporting this very worthy cause. A pledge of $20 or $25 or more, if you can manage it, would help enable Sarah and her partner to create a traveling exhibit of Ukrainian food and preservation techniques. You can donate online at kickstart.com. That's kickstart.com. Just search for The Pickle Project.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Цей твій сон не скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна. Твій портрет завбільшки з долоню розтане між хмар. Між дивних людей О, найті Україн О, найті Україн О, найті Україн Майна Ти не будеш сумначе весело Між весняних дощів Погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим між дивних людей. Чуєш тривогу і навіть любов.
всіх людей.
The inimicable Oleg Skrepka with the group Vopliva Duplasova, known affectionately in Ukrainian and by Ukrainians as Veve, and a song called Ya Pididu. And before him was Viktor Morozov, also another icon in Ukrainian music. He's been around a long, long time, and there he was singing Oh My Dear Ukraine. And before the break, you heard Maria Burmaka, who Vasil mentioned in his cultural capsule. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com, and you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that is spelled N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Our time together is just about up, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Багато часу треба стратити, що себе порадити. And our proverb of the week is to advise yourself takes a long time. At least to advise yourself well. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I'll leave you with one last tune, and that will be by the Canadian Rhythm Masters, and it will be the No Name Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.